TED Audio Collective.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
A quick new idea, daily, from the world's greatest TEDx Talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. We live in a polarizing time in which our social and political divisions are more siloed than ever, designed to reinforce the beliefs we already hold. And even when we do engage with opposing positions, it's usually to judge. Celeste Headlee is a journalist, writer, and radio host who says conversations with those we disagree with are imperative. Today, she offers tips on how to openly engage with and learn from people with opinions different from our own.
So I am not here to sugarcoat anything for you. I've been a journalist for nearly 20 years. And quite frankly, I can tell you there's no way to downplay the serious situation that we're in as a nation. I don't think it was the economy or the Russians or WikiLeaks or the media or Hillary or Donald that led us to this point. The divisions were planted and started a very long time ago, and now we are deeply entrenched. There are protests in the streets. Are you ready to talk yet? The situation could not be more critical for our country, and the stakes could not be higher. We're going to have to find our way back to civility, and we're going to have to learn how to talk to each other. And I want to give you some tangible tools so you can get this process started. So, here are four tips that just might help you talk to someone who disagrees with you politically. First, don't try to educate anybody, and do not try to change anybody's mind, because you know what? You probably cannot change anybody's mind. It's really hard. Don't go into a conversation trying to educate or teach someone. Go in there to learn. And remember the words of Carl Sagan, who in his baloney detection kit said, try not to get overly attached to a hypothesis just because it's yours. Tip number two, don't prejudge. People are not political platforms. People are not talking points. They may spout catchphrases, but if you talk to them long enough, usually you can get beyond that. People are complicated, and they're nuanced. And those complications are what make people so damn interesting. You may disagree on nuclear policy, but totally agree on healthcare. You may disagree on just about everything, but both agree that dogs are better than people. People are not the politicians that they vote for. Number three, show some respect at all times. You may think they don't know what it's like to be you. You don't know what it's like to be them. Life is hard, and it's hard for everybody. Maybe you don't approve of the solutions they've come up with. Maybe you think you would have done it a different way. But they think they're doing the best that they can. So show them the respect you demand for yourself. Show them the respect you want for your parents or your kids or your best friend. And number four, stick it out. Don't walk off in a huff. Don't throw your hands up and say, this isn't worth it. This is pointless. I can tell you right now, it's not fun. It is not fun to hear someone tell you that everything you believe is wrong. But take a breath. Wait before you respond. And hang in there. We can talk to people that disagree with us, and you know what? We must. I know you're gonna hear things that you don't wanna hear, but grit your teeth and ask some questions. Why do you think that? What makes you so passionate about that? What's your source? And I hope we can grapple with that instead of discounting the evidence we don't like and embracing everything that proves us right. You know, Facebook tailors your newsfeed so it can fit into your biases. Stop getting your news from Facebook. Check out the Center for Public Integrity. Check out the Center for Investigative Reporting. Check out ProPublica. Subscribe to the American Conservative. There's great reporting in there. And before you post anything anywhere, check it on Snopes.com or PolitiFact. Take some responsibility for the information on which you base your opinions. I really hope that we can finally begin to have the tough conversations that we've avoided for a very long time, so that we can move forward as one nation, understanding we really are all in this together. Because I'll tell you know what one thing is that most of us agree on? Washington, D.C. is not going to solve our problems. And we are going to have to stop isolating ourselves and start learning how to talk to one another. If we continue to barricade ourselves behind walls, gathering our like-minded tribe around us and lobbing rocks at everybody else, the change will be toward further divisions, increased anger, and a breakdown of our social systems. But if we can find empathy, if we can find understanding, the change could be toward a positive turning point. So get out there. Be uncomfortable. Let yourself be shaken. I know that a lot of people are looking for hope, and I promise you, you can find hope in other human beings. People are not stereotypes. People are better than you think, and they'll surprise you.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Seattle, Washington. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Seattle. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.